Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, USA Radio Network, coast to coast. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. The Root's on fire. The country's on fire. The world's on fire. Let me run through some of the biggest headlines in America today. First of all, hard to even believe the country we're living in, hard to recognize the country we're living in. The Biden State Department refuses entry of a private rescue flight of 28 Americans and 83 Green Card members from Afghanistan. Can you imagine? They don't want to let them leave Afghanistan, and they don't want to let them into the United States. They're trying to rescue, private groups are trying to rescue American citizens and friends of America on the ground, and he doesn't want to let them in. Joe Biden, the brain-dead dementia victim, with the empty vessel for a brain, inhabited by communists and America haters, doesn't want to let him in. Nancy Pelosi talking about Biden's $3.5 trillion tax and spend spree that's really $5.5 trillion that will bankrupt the United States of America forever, says it's not about a dollar amount. The dollar amount, as the president said, is zero. It's going to be $5.5 trillion, but it's zero. You do the math. This is the new math of the Democrat Party. Former Notre Dame professor who said, damn the unvaccinated, dies 2 weeks after receiving his third COVID shot. This happened in Orlando, Florida. 67-year-old Karen Croakey Heisler. So this is what they mean when they call someone a Karen. Karen Croakey Heisler received her first Pfizer jab on January 13th. She said, just got my first dose, never happier to be old. Now let's get these vaccines rolling for everyone. On April 9th, she tweeted she had zero side effects after receiving her second Pfizer jab. Earlier this month, she tweeted she got her third jab, just received my third COVID vaccine, she tweeted, on September 7th. A week later, she started to have complications and cursed the unvaccinated. She tweeted out, so still waiting to see a doc. Although they have run tests, still no room in the hospital or in the ER. PA announcement just said ER could not accept more patients. This is a big hospital. Damn the unvaccinated. They've made life hell for a lot of people. She said her cardiologist tried to admit her to the hospital, but there are no rooms because of COVID. And 2 weeks later, she died. But this has nothing to do with vaccines, nothing at all. And the hospitals are full. It's all because of the unvaccinated. Even though in England, 80% of the dead are vaccinated. The dead of COVID are vaccinated. That doesn't even count the ones who died from the vaccine. And along those lines, here's a bombshell announcement from attorney Thomas Renz. He presented this bombshell information at the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour event in Colorado Springs last Saturday. And he says nearly 50,000 Medicare patients died soon after getting the COVID shot. He says the data from the Medicare tracking system reveals 19,400 people less than 80 years old have died within 14 days of receiving the COVID vaccine. In addition, 28,065 have died that are over the age of 80 within 14 days of receiving the COVID vaccine. So let's see, that's about 30. That's almost 50,000. That's 48,465. Wow. COVID vaccine, and it doesn't count. It either counts as COVID, which is absurd and ludicrous, or
it counts as a heart attack, a blood clot, a stroke. No one's mentioning the vaccine. They're all dying after getting the vaccine. Attorney Renz is also in possession, he says, of remdesivir death data from the Medicare tracking system that has been withheld by the government from the citizens. The remdesivir data reveals of the 7,960 beneficiaries prescribed this drug for COVID-19, 2,058 died. That's a 25.9% death rate. Wow. Credible numbers. Serious adverse effects reported in 131 of 532 patients who received remdesivir. That is a 24.6% adverse effect rate. Attorney Wren says this begs the question, what is this protocol in American hospitals? Does this appear safe and effective to you? 48,465 Medicare patients died within 14 days of getting the COVID vaccine. But no, it's got nothing to do with the vaccine. Don't forget, the vaccine helps people. The vaccine's good for you. Here's another headline. Despite over 95% vaccination rate, Harvard Business School shifts classes online after a substantial outbreak of COVID. I've been trying to tell you, I read this stuff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for you. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I don't claim to be. But I claim to be, you know, the British are coming. The British are coming. I claim to be somebody who tells you the truth. Someone who gets on the horse like Paul Revere and tells the nation what's happening when I do a lot of studying. And everything I've studied indicates, A, you don't ever give a vaccine, or in this case a jab. It's really not a vaccine. It's experimental for emergency use only gene therapy. But I keep calling it a vaccine because that's what people know it as. And it's easier for people to know what I'm talking about. You never give a vaccine to millions of people in the middle of a pandemic because it forces the virus to mutate. And then you get new variants, and the new variants are much more damaging and deadly than the first one, especially to the people who got the vaccine. So that's the first thing I learned. And we're doing that, and so that's why the new variant, the Delta variant, popped up. And that's why people are weak when they get hit with the variant. They're weak because they were vaccinated, and the vaccine makes their immune system weak to all future variants. But Harvard Business School has moved its first year and some second year MBA students to remote learning after an outbreak of COVID, and they're all vaccinated. Why are vaccinated people getting COVID? What else do I teach you on this show? Vitamins, vitamins, vitamins. Vitamin B, D3 in particular. A new study looked at people with COVID-19 and found 80% did not have adequate levels of vitamin D in their blood. The study also found that people who had both COVID and lower vitamin D levels also had a higher number of inflammatory markers, which have been linked to poor COVID outcomes, meaning you die. A different study found that COVID-19 patients who had adequate vitamin D levels had a 51.5% lower risk of dying from the disease and a significantly reduced risk for complications. Why does the government and the CDC never mention vitamin D or vitamin C or zinc or quercetin or any number of other vitamins that appear to be effective in the fight against COVID? I don't know. I know nothing makes sense. I know that first-year students at the University of Bath in England have been given armbands by authorities to signal whether they've been double-vaxxed, and you get a different color if you're unvaccinated. Is this not what I said? This is 1938 months ago. What was it, 3 months ago? I wrote the column, This is 1938. I put out a really impassioned video, This is 1938. It's all happening. They're giving you yellow armbands, just like the Jews of Nazi Germany. They're giving you armbands to signify you're unvaccinated so that people run away from you and people hate you and people fear you and your life is ruined, just like the Jews of Nazi Germany. And look at what Biden is going to do to companies to get people to vaccinate. Biden's vax mandate to be enforced by fining companies $70,000 to $700,000 per offense. It's the new $3.5 trillion bill I told you about to start the show, where Nancy Pelosi said, well, it doesn't cost a penny. $3.5 trillion, but it doesn't cost a penny. It passed out of the budget committee. It was sent to the House floor today, buried up page 168 of the 2,465-page mega bill, is a tenfold increase in fines for employers that willfully, repeatedly, or seriously violate a section of labor law that deals with hazards, death, or serious physical harm to their employees. The increased fines on employers can run as high as $70,000 for serious infractions and $700,000 for repeated violations, almost $750,000 for each fine. If enacted into law, vax enforcement could bankrupt non-compliant companies even more quickly than the $14,000 OSHA fine anticipated under Biden's announced mandate. See, that's a separate thing. OSHA said President this summer and published an emergency COVID-19 rule in the Federal Register taking jurisdiction over workplace hazard for healthcare employment. And so that's another fine. And this is all about 80 million workers they want to see vaccinated. The more you hear that people are dropping dead from vaccines, the more you hear that people are dropping dead of COVID after getting vaccinated, the more they force you to get vaccinated. Doesn't it kind of seem like this is an attempt to kill you? Doesn't it seem like that? Are you starting to think maybe government doesn't have your best interests in mind? Are you starting to think maybe there's a scam going on here? A Ponzi scheme? See, I've never been willing to buy into it's a depopulation scheme. They want to kill everyone. I think they're just greedy. I think all the politicians are bought off. They're collecting money from China. They're collecting money from the Mexican drug cartel to keep the border open and the drugs flowing and the sex flowing and the illegals flowing over the border. And they're collecting money from Big Pharma to push the vaccines, push the vaccines, push the vaccines at all costs, no matter what the facts state. People are dying. They don't care. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarus for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarus. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root,
raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Of course, I want to mention my new book. It's the sponsor of this show, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, The Priceless List. For conservatives, Christians, patriots, and 80 million Trump warriors to cancel culture and save America by Wade Allen Root and my great co-author Nikki Ballou, who accumulated a lot of the important information in the back of the book. I actually wrote the book, which is about 100 pages long, but in the back, you will see all kinds of brands and corporations that are screwing over conservative patriots and Christians and Trump voters, and I got the name of the CEO and the name of the board of directors and the contact information, the phone number, the email, the physical mailing address, the social media sites. So I've just made it so easy. You know, some there's just like products out there that they call like a business in a basket or a business in a case or a business in a bottle. This is a business in a book. Right, I just made it so easy. Instead of all the liberal morons out there and communists that protest for BLM and Antifa, and they waste their day all day long because they're all on welfare and they got nothing else to do, they waste their day protesting. This book shows you how to do it in 5 to 10 minutes a day, and then gives you the phone numbers, the emails, and all the contact information to do it. I make it so easy for you to protest from your home, from your kitchen table, from your lazy boy recliner, in your home for 5 minutes a day. Fire off 3 emails, 4 emails, 5 emails. Make 2 phone calls. Do the same thing tomorrow. We could change America, change the direction of this country. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, number one in so many categories. I've lost count. About 15 categories or so at Amazon. Just number one in a lot of categories. Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I told you that there were going to be shortages all over America because of this mandate, this COVID-19 vaccine mandate. United Airlines set to terminate 593 workers for refusing the COVID vaccine. What do you think is going to happen when they terminate all the airline employees, including pilots? They're going to cancel your flights. There's been lots of cancellations over the last 3 months at airports all over the United States, and nobody's been telling you the truth why they've been canceled. They lied to you. I said from the beginning they're canceling flights because pilots and flight attendants and mechanics are saying, sorry, I don't want the vaccine, I'm quitting. So far it's been a trickle, but it's enough to cancel flights. Wait till you see when a large numbers quit and large numbers are fired. Wait till you see when large numbers of policemen quit and are fired. And nurses, what happens in hospitals? Shortages all over the United States right now as I speak. Terrible, terrible things ahead of us. What happens when truckers quit? If they demand vaccines and truckers quit, there'll be no one to bring goods to market. What happens when the military quits and China tries to invade the United States and there's no military left? Because a third have quit and taken a dishonorable discharge rather than kill themselves with a vaccine and rather than violate their freedom and their religious freedom, their personal freedom and their religious freedom. And of the two-thirds that are left, what if many of them are sick and dying from the vaccine? What if it makes them sick? Who's going to defend the United States while they're dealing with major physical and mental health issues from the vaccine? You don't believe me? How about the undercover video I mentioned yesterday from Project Veritas, Johnson & Johnson official. You know, they have the shot, the Johnson & Johnson shot. Johnson & Johnson official says children shouldn't get the vaccine due to unknown repercussions. Well, do you think the vaccine that's got unknown repercussions for children, do you actually think it's good for adults? Do you think it's good for old people? Do you think it's good for sick people? Do you think it's good for people with cancer? And basically, I read it yesterday. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but it's an undercover video of two Johnson & Johnson officials talking about the vaccine, saying kids should get the effing vaccine. It's totally unknown what the repercussions are down the road. And the other one saying, don't get the vaccine. Don't get the vaccine. But it's so inconvenient. They're making it so inconvenient that most people will give up and you have to get the vaccine. That's what they're saying. That's not Wayne Root talking. That's the Johnson & Johnson vaccines. You know, that if you're unvaccinated, you can't do anything a normal citizen could do soon. Can't go to work. Can't go to store. Can't go to a restaurant. So basically you give in and you get in line and you take the vaccine. That's what we're doing, he says. You're damn right that's what they're doing. It's a disgrace. It really is a disgrace. All right, I'm going to be back in a few moments. We've got some great guests. We've got lots more to discuss. We've got a whistleblower alleging Mayorkas, who is the DHS chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, who's in charge of the border, is threatening to terminate a significant portion of the patrol border workforce if they don't get the COVID vaccine by November. So when I say police and I say fire and I say prison guards and I say paramedics and I say nurses and I say military, I left out the border guards. I left out the border patrol. They're going to quit. There's going to be nobody to guard the border.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Michael Reagan, son of former President Ronald Reagan, told Newsmax he understands the sentiment of many who oppose a judge's recent order to give unconditional release to the man who tried to kill the 40th president.
My father would be supporting exactly what's going on right now. and not be worried. Because we need to understand, the Secret Service is going to know where John Hinckley is for the rest of his entire life. So I'm not better than my dad. I want to be more like my dad and have a loving heart and live the Lord's Prayer instead of just repeat it.
John Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity for the 1981 attempt on Reagan's life. Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, said many of the provisions in the Democrats' $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill will reward American adversaries by increasing energy dependence on countries like China and Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Alaroot, Sons of Liberty CBD is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I love working out hard every day, as everybody knows. I turn 65 pounds of inner body visceral fat, meaning I never had fat in my body. I was never a fat guy, but I had fat around my organs inside my body. And I did a measurement before and did a measurement after 88 days on the Sun's, on the Energized Health Program, and I lost 25 pounds of fat. Well, how do you do that? Well, first of all, you got to exercise every day. And that's where Sons of Liberty comes in. Because when you exercise every day, well, you're trying to get rid of that fat, you're in pain. I was in pain. And all of a sudden, I meet Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, a former Raiders quarterback, and he tells me, Wayne, you don't have to be in pain. Just take Sons of Liberty CBD, and I'm telling you, the pain will go away. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I work out 90 minutes a day, feel like $1 million. No aches. Zero. Hasn't been an ache since the day I started using Sons of Liberty CBD. Highest quality CBD ever. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. 100% American grown and made. CBD is real and mainstream, and it works. And for my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Whatever ails you, especially pain from working out or arthritic pain, try it out. See if it works for you. Up to 25% off every product when you mention WAR15 at checkout. WAR15, sonsoflibertycbd.com. I've got my guest here, Josh Manning. We always have great conversations on the show. He is the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, and he's here to talk about today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com, one of the most popular conservative websites in the country. Josh Manning, how are you?
Wayne, I'm doing all right. How are you today?
Great. How's the traffic at WesternJournal.com?
Traffic at Western Journal, I will tell you, traffic is a little bit slow, has been for the last about 2 weeks. And the way I read it, Wayne, is that people are just fed up. It's so funny. I head up the assignment division here, and I have editors who pitch stories to me all day long. And I say no to story after story because it just nothing shocks the public anymore. What Joe Biden has done to the country is so unconscionable, so indescribable, it is difficult to surprise people with bad news anymore. They just naturally assume that the sky is falling. And really, when you look at what's happening with the economy, when you look at what's happening with vaccine mandates, when you look at what's happening with the $3.5 trillion, it is falling. It is. And they are sick and tired of it. And Wayne, the more I look around, the more I feel like I'm seeing little mini clones of Wayne out there who are just shouting, this has got to stop.
Yeah, listen, I meet so many hundreds of people a day, whether it's on email, whether it's on text, if they know my number. Anyone I meet, I hand my business card. It's got my cell phone on it. So lots of strangers text me and say, I met you here, I met you there. Here's what I think. Tell them this on the radio, Wayne. So lots of texts, lots of emails, thousands of contacts a day. Wherever I go and people stop me. So, I mean, I'm meeting so many people. All of them, Josh, are saying, we're going to have a civil war. And I'm not recommending it. I don't want it. I'm not pushing for it.
No,
God I'm just telling you what people are saying. They all say we're going to have a civil war. There's no choice. And I think that's probably the scam going on here. I think Democrats want to push us to the point where the only thing that conservatives and patriots feel they could do is to go to war. And when they go to war, then they're going to put it down quickly because, of course, you can't beat the military. You can't beat the police. And they'll put it down, and then they'll use that as an excuse to literally take everybody's guns. I think that's where this is headed, in my opinion. And doesn't January 6th kind of smack of exactly that?
Yeah, I think it does. It was the excuse that they were looking for. The only problem with January 6th for the left is that it wasn't big enough. They would have been delighted. It's so funny. Conservatives want law and order. It's the left that would have absolutely loved it if the Capitol had been completely taken over and something crazy had happened. But yeah, I agree that they're looking for an excuse to come after guns. And if you want to know what things look like after you give your guns up, you and I think have talked about this. You look at Australia. They gave up their guns back in the 90s. I mean, we saw a video of their guns being destroyed, giant cranes lifting them up and being burned and crushed. And then, you know, 25 years later, this is where you end up. You end up with people literally imprisoned in their homes.
Yeah.
I mean, what the left wants.
I've had Australians on this show, and I said to them, I don't understand. How did you let this happen? And what's the difference between Australia and America? And they each said the same thing. I had two guests from Australia over the last few months. They both said the same thing, that the difference is you guys still have your guns.
That's it.
And there it is. That's government it. Is afraid of us having and guns. That's why they've got to get them away from us. They've got to take them away. They're going to find a way to take them away. And, boy, we better not let that happen.
I don't know that I don't think we're going to let it happen. And Wayne, what you were saying about fighting the military is an interesting thing. I have been on both sides. I've thought both sides of that before. But the more I think about it, the more I think, you know, it took essentially the entire might of the United States military to hold Iraq, which is a place the size of California. And so it would be very, very hard for them to actually manage to suppress everyone in the United States, every conservative in the United States. I don't think it's possible. But when we look at the corruption of the upper ranks in the military and we look at the corruption of urban police departments, that is the first thing that comes to mind to me, is like they're getting rid of conservatives.
Right.
Who are pro-American, pro-patriotic, from flyover country, and they're replacing them with people like Miley and people like Austin and people like I can never remember the admiral's name, who are into critical race theory and Marxist ideas, and that is a chilling thought, Wayne.
It is, and look at, there's a lieutenant colonel out there from the United States military who's in the brig right now because he dared to criticize the generals over the, pathetic situation that they allowed to happen in Afghanistan, and they put him in prison. He's in military prison because he spoke his opinion. So don't you think people see that and go, what chance do the rest of us have? I mean, that's
the... Can you imagine if Trump had put someone...
Oh, my gosh.
...in prison for being critical of it?
Right.
Can you imagine?
Right. It's incredible. All right, let's talk about the topics you came on the show. This is what happens. Every time you come on the show, you and I have a conversation that's completely different than everything we said we're going to talk about, like all the headlines of Western Journal, because, there's so much interesting stuff to talk about, and it's very easy for two bright guys who think alike to just start chatting about it. And I think people appreciate that. It's a good conversation. But we wanted to talk about...
Yeah, I do.
We want to talk about the four craziest things funded by the Build Back Better bill, which is Biden's $3.5 trillion crazy infrastructure bill, which really experts agree is a $5.5 trillion and will bankrupt this country squared on steroids forever. What are the four craziest things funded? And I assume one of them must be, I read, it's funding illegal aliens going to community college for free.
Well, you could put that in there. That did not
make
the list. It could be on the list. It could be number five. It's crazy enough. It could be higher than number five. There's so much.
So what are the four? Let's hear the four.
Taking out four was hard. All right. Number four, $80 billion, Wayne, $80 billion. Not to build roads, not to build bridges, for tax enforcement. This means hiring IRS goons, IRS thugs. People go out there and shake down the American people for more money. And Wayne, my question is, if this $3.5 trillion or $5.5 trillion bill, if it really does cost zero, like Joe Biden ludicrously claimed, why in the world are we spending $80 billion to get more tax men? It seems to me if it's free, we shouldn't even need that. But lo and behold, $80 billion for that. Number three.
And wait, Josh, I just wanted to say today Nancy Pelosi added that she agrees with Joe Biden and the real cost is zero for this $5.5 trillion bill. Just so you know, zero.
This is such insanity, Wayne. That means if somebody tweeted this earlier today, I can't remember who it was. If my mortgage is $1,500 per month and I make $1,500 per month, my mortgage is apparently free.
Right.
This is insanity. Victor Davis Hanson over at Hoover has been talking about this for months now and saying how they're literally just flushing. These are 300-year-old economic ideas, principles, laws that are out there. They're just flushing them. They think they can just thumb their nose. And they're not. Inflation's coming. You and I have both seen it. Did you see that the dollar stores, they're having to raise their prices? Say goodbye to the dollar store. We're talking about the $1.50 store now. Maybe the $2 store.
Yeah.
You can't do this without paying a price.
Right. And I saw a headline today, by the way, J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO, Jamie Dimon, warns his bank is preparing for a catastrophic U.S. credit default. Now, I understand they love to get people hysterical, and that's how they force them to raise the credit limit, which is a mistake, in my opinion, which is suicidal, and we do it every time. But nonetheless, we are, on top of everything else we're facing, Josh, we are facing potentially in a couple of weeks from now, maybe 3 weeks from now, in the middle of October, a disastrous credit default on top of everything else. So if all these things aren't bad enough that we've been talking about, there's even another one to add to the list. And if we don't face the credit default, then the other side of it is even worse, in my opinion. Because if we don't face credit default, then we've just raised the credit limit again, and we're always going to keep doing it until America just completely implodes and destroys itself, commits suicide. So there's no good ending to that one. None. Hey, the music's on. Josh, the music's on. Give me a sec to get our break in. And when we get back, we'll have more with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. We'll talk about the rest of the four crazy things funded by the Build Back Better bill. And also, we'll talk about Biden threatening to fire Border Patrol agents who aren't vaccinated. Law enforcement in a lot of trouble. We're in a heap of trouble. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader. Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, is with you. I want to mention an event that's coming up in Las Vegas on Saturday. Join me at the Energized Health Free event this Saturday in Las Vegas, October 2nd. I know this is a national show, but we've got a huge Vegas audience. And we have people listening all over the country who love to hear what's going on in Vegas. Some of them like to fly in to Vegas on weekends. Well, this Saturday, October 2nd at 11 a.m. at Fleming's Steakhouse on Charleston, which is on the Summerlin side of town, free lunch will be served to the first 50 people who register for the Energized Health free event. Register by calling 888-444-8895. Free lunch. Not any free lunch, Fleming's Steakhouse free lunch. Oh, my gosh. One of the best steakhouses in the United States of America. Amazing meal. 11 a.m. this Saturday, October 2nd, Fleming's Energized Health free event. Register. First 50 people get in free. Register by calling 888-444-8895. Learn all about Energized Health's 88-day program, which includes their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. People lose fat, increase their energy, boost their immune system, gain confidence, and they look and feel years younger. And Exhibit A is yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. I can't tell you what this has done for me. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Energized Health. Call 888-444-8895. All right, back to Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. The four craziest things funded by the Build Back Better bill. I got one, which is number 5, which is that they're paying for illegals to go to community college free with the bill on us, hardworking taxpaying Americans. And then you had number 2, which is funding the IRS with thousands of new agents to go steal our money. What's 3 and 4 and 5?
All right, so 3 high-performance green buildings, Wayne. High-performance green buildings. All I can figure is this means they get good gas mileage or they have lots of horsepower, these green buildings. There's $1 billion in it for that. When I was talking with our supervising reporter, I said, a million or a billion? And then I thought, what a stupid question. These people don't do anything in millions. That's chump change to these guys. And so these are green buildings that supposedly will pay off over time. They require higher maintenance, though, and of course, we're sourcing all of that stuff from China, and they're Uyghur slaves, so that's a lot of fun. Number two, $25 million for bias training. So this is more of this CRT Marxist postmodernist garbage that they've been introducing all over the place. We've been seeing it in schools. We've been seeing it in academia. We've been seeing it at businesses. $25 million for that. But Wayne, my favorite one, far and away, $3 billion. $3 billion. Two words: tree equity. That's,
you know,
right, Wayne.
I talked about it on the show yesterday. I made a guess because I was talking to a guest who was mentioning this, and I made a guess, and I said, so what could tree equity be? It's got to be planting trees only in minority neighborhoods. And she said, yep, that's it. That's what it means.
It's people who don't have trees, so you plant trees for them. And they presume, it is the strangest thing, Wayne, they presume that people can't simply, I don't know, move to the country if they like trees.
Well, listen, let me be liberal, Josh. I'm going to be liberal for a minute. You're not going to believe this. I'm going to be liberal.
I don't know if I can handle that.
I don't mind planting trees in neighborhoods that don't have a lot of trees that are populated by poor people. I don't mind that idea. I mind that you're saying it's in black neighborhoods and Hispanic neighborhoods. Aren't there anywhere in America white people that are a little bit poorer that maybe could use trees too? My point is they're only going to plant trees for you based on the color of your skin. And you know what I call that? Racism.
That's it. Yeah, there are no poor white people in America. It's an amazing thing, Wayne. You know, I grew up in Arkansas. I grew up in a very, very poor part of the country. I was stunned to learn that all of those poor white people I grew up with, oh, they're not poor. I always thought they were poor. They seem like they're poor. But the only way you can be poor today is if you are a minority. And
we can even acknowledge they're poor, Josh Manning, but we don't have to give them a tree. That's what Democrats would say. Just because they're poor and white, I'm not giving you a tree. I only give trees to black people and illegal aliens. That's what Democrats think in their crazy minds. They're insane.
Yeah, and it's also such a joke. Believe me, poor white people and poor black people in Arkansas have far more in common than they do with rich black people or rich white people on the coasts. This is not a race thing. It's a class. It's the elites versus everyday Americans. And that's why, I said at the top of this, I'm seeing like little armies of Wayne Allen roots out there. You see people holding these F. Joe Biden flags and T-shirts and signs. These people are seriously ticked off. And I was talking to our editor-in-chief yesterday, and we were talking about how to cover this stuff. And I said, George, this is not going to get better. It's going to get worse. This is going to get a lot worse, a lot more intense. And I don't talk about a civil war that much, Wayne, but, it's scary. You can sure see it.
Well, there is one bit of good news, and that is that the civil war would not be between black and white, thank God. It'll be between, you know, the rich and the poor, and the people being stepped on and turned into slaves and serfs. And I saw Black Lives Matter doesn't want the vaccine mandates. They're calling for Black Lives Matter protests all over the United States. So guess what? Conservatives who don't want the vaccine and blacks who don't want the vaccine should lock arms and should march together against the vaccine. And I think that would be a good development. Maybe we got a little good thing happening here. Black and white together.
Right.
Josh Manning, Senior News Editor, WesternJournal.com. Appreciate you coming on. Love the website. Keep up the good work, Josh.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. We shall return.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.